Hi, everybody. Cindy Swanson here with you with the Notes in the Key of Life podcast. And today I'm answering the questions on the Random Dozen from Second Cup of Coffee blog from my friend Linda. And that second, like 2nd cup-of-coffee.blogspot.com. And of course, I'll put the actual URL below my post so you can see it. It's a really cool little, what you call a meme that Linda has, where you just answer questions and everybody comes back there and just shares the links. And it's kind of a share the love type thing, as well as getting to know people. So here we go with the Random Dozen. First of all, do you do garage sales? If so, tell me about one great find. If not, tell me why not. Okay, I can't really think of a fantastic find per se that I found at a garage sale. I haven't done garage sales much in the past because for a long, long time, I worked very early in the morning. I had to be at work at 5 a.m. And as most garage sale experts know, the best stuff is there early in the morning. And by Saturday, when I would actually have time to go to the garage sales, all the good stuff would be gone. Everything would be picked over. So I haven't had any really fantastic finds at garage sales. Now, when my kids were younger, I found some really beautiful clothes for my daughter when she was a baby. Not so much for the boys because as every mom of a boy knows, boys ruin their clothes once they get past a certain age. So I've gotten some really nice baby clothes at garage sales. Oh, I did get one really good find. I forgot about this. And this shows you that I haven't really pre-read these questions. I'm kind of answering them spontaneously. But my neighbor next door this past spring had a garage sale, and her children sold some of their kids' toys, and I got a red wagon for my grandkids for when they come to visit me. It's really, really cool. It is radio flyer. It's got little seats in it that they can actually sit in. And I'll post a picture, if I remember to do that, of my kids, my grandkids, Peyton and Josiah, in the wagon. They loved it. So I guess I did find one really cool thing. And I also got it for just $20. And my daughter-in-law told me it's like over $100 on most places that you have to buy it. Number two, name the last thing you fixed. Well, I am not a good fixer of anything. But I guess kind of just a quick fix, my camera. My digital camera is really having a hard time staying shut in the bottom. I think the battery I got is too big for it or something. And yet the battery works, but I can't keep it shut. So I use duct tape. Yeah, so that's the last thing I fixed, I guess. Number three, name your A, favorite item of makeup, or B, favorite tool. Well, since I don't fix anything, there's probably not a favorite tool. So my favorite item of makeup, I would have to say, is eyeliner. Because I think my eyes just disappear if I don't have eyeliner. So probably that's my favorite item of makeup. And I've been using these felt tip eyeliners lately, at least on my top eyelid. I use pencil liner on underneath, but the felt tip liners are awesome. And I just got one from Wet n Wild, which is one of the most inexpensive kinds of makeup you can get. And it's great. Does its job. Really like it. So eyeliner, my favorite item of makeup. Number four, which room in your house needs organizing more than any other? My kitchen does. If somebody wanted to come in for free and organize the cabinets, I would love that because it just does. It's just kind of a jumbled mess on the inside most of the time of the cabinets. So yeah, kitchen needs organization. Really, really does. Number five, which room could use redecorating? Well, that would be, I think, our TV room because it's actually too small, but we like it because it's in the basement and it's cozy. And if people want to be doing stuff in the living room upstairs, they don't have to have a TV going. But it's kind of too small. It would be good if we could find a different way to do everything down here in the basement, just to align things, but it would cost money. I'd like to get the Divine Design girl, Candace Olson, is that her name? I'd like to get her to come and just do a redo of our entire basement. The basement's actually really nice. It's mostly finished, but it just needs a realignment and a redecorating, and we're not going to be paying for it anytime soon. So if Candace Olsen wants to come down and do it, that would be just fantastic. And number six, share something unique about your town. Well, Rockford, Illinois is called the Forest City. And there's several famous people from here, but I would think probably the most famous entity from Rockford would have to be the rock band Cheap Trick. They are all from Rockford. And interestingly enough, they, I believe all of them still live here. Maybe not all of them, but most of them do. And we go to this little hole-in-the-wall pizza place that's really inexpensive and really delicious. It's called Giuseppe's. And we have, on more than one occasion, three or four times, seen Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick eating there. One time he even bought cannoli for the table next to him, which wasn't us, but I thought that was really nice. He seemed like a real down-to-earth kind of guy. So there's a lot of other things about Rockford. A League of Their Own about the baseball teams in World War II era, about the Rockford Peaches. Well, the Rockford Peaches, that was here in Rockford, back in the World War II era. So it's a really nice town. It's a great place to raise children. The winters last too long, but Rockford's a good city. Number seven. If you could send a one-sentence message to your great-grandchild, what would it be? It would be, put Jesus first in your life and stay in the Word. Because my great-grandchild is going to be growing up in a very bad environment, I'm afraid. And so I would just say, you know, the Lord is your hope. The Lord is your strength. Stick with the Lord when you're living in those times, precious little great-grandchild. And okay, number eight, do you do Facebook? Yes, I do. Way too much, probably. Facebook.com/CindyGarrettSwanson. Feel free to be my friend. I amassed a huge amount of friends when I was on the air on 101 QFL. And because I did a lot of author interviews, a lot of the authors and publishing types became my friends. So I have like well over 1,700 friends right now. And my kids are just like, Mom, that is so stupid. Why do you have that many friends? Well, you know, they ask to be my friend. And if I have friends in common with them, I accept. Yep, I do Facebook. Number nine, describe your favorite shoes. Well, interestingly enough, I don't even think I have anything to wear with these shoes right now. But I got these shoes. They're the brand called Soft, which is, I think, spelled S-O-F-T-T. And they're beautiful. They're like a brown, almost kind of suede, and they're extremely comfortable. They're almost a Mary Jane type of style, but I can't describe clothes. I can't even describe shoes. They have a nice little heel, not a kitten heel, a little higher than that, but they're beautiful. And right now I don't have anything nice enough brown to wear with them. So I'm going to have to buy a whole outfit to go with my beautiful brown soft shoes that I got on an incredible sale, I think at TJ Maxx or something. Do you listen, number 10, do you listen more to talk radio or music radio? At the moment, I probably listen more to talk radio. I'm filling in, doing news and sometimes chat on 1440 WROK, News Talk 1440 WROK. I love Riley and Scott in the morning on that station. And when I work there, I'm actually with Riley and Scott in the morning. So really do love those guys, love their humor. They're hilarious. They're conservative like me, and they're brilliant, and I just love them. And so I listen to them a lot. Lately, when I listen to music, I'll listen to CDs more. Number 11, how far would you travel for a really good favorite meal? I would probably travel an hour or an hour and a half, probably. There are some restaurants in Schaumburg that we don't have here, like the Cheesecake Factory. Really love it. We've traveled to Schaumburg just to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. Oh, and Maggiano's, which is also a really good Italian restaurant in Schaumburg. So I would say, and I think Schaumburg is maybe an hour or so from where we live. And yeah, I would travel that far. Probably no farther than that, because I don't like long car rides. And number 12, if you were totally honest with yourself and us, what should you probably be doing right now instead of blogging? Okay, guilt trip time. I should be cleaning. I should be folding laundry. I've already read my Bible for the morning, had my devotions. So you know, I don't have to feel bad about that. But, I should be exercising probably, although I did exercise yesterday and I will hopefully today. But yeah, other things I could be doing definitely besides blogging. But hey, it's fun. So that's the Random Dozen. I hope you didn't mind listening to it instead of reading it. Hope you were able to stick with it. And it's hopefully I'm going to be doing some more podcasts in the near future, maybe with some fun features like reviewing Biggest Loser when it starts and that sort of thing. So I would love some feedback. If you were able to listen, just let me know. Give me some feedback. If it's good, if it's bad, keep it to yourself or whatever. But thank you so much for joining me for Cindy Swanson's podcast, When I Answer the Random Dozen from Second Cup of Coffee. Bye.